From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. The four-person Democratic primary field for Central Arkansas's 2nd District U.S. House seat held a debate on Wednesday evening and agreed on most of the issues. Jonathan Dunkley, Clark Tucker, Gwen Combs, and Paul Spencer all shared the stage for the debate hosted by KATV and Talk Business and Politics. Gwen Combs, a veteran and school teacher, opened up the night by promising to represent all the people.
We deserve to have a seat at the table, and that includes women, people of color, people with disabilities, and people who are of the LGBTQ community.
Clark Tucker said it was time for a new generation to lead with courage and decency. He also touted his 2 terms in the state legislature.
I've helped write and pass critical legislation to provide access to 300,000 Arkansans to health care, to increase funding for high-quality pre-K, to reform our criminal justice system, to create a paid maternity leave program, and to help take better care of our veterans and military retirees. I've done all this work in a Republican supermajority legislature.
Jonathan Dunkley, a project manager at the Clinton School of Public Service, tried to cut through the crowded primary field.
Of all of the great congressional candidates you have up here tonight, I want to convey to you that I am the most progressive. I am a winner, not just a fighter. We win. We get things accomplished on behalf of the people. That's all I've done as a professional here in this community.
Paul Spencer, a teacher and anti-money and politics advocate, called on people to channel discontent into solutions.
We offer ideas that are founded not out of anger for the current administration, though we share a lot of frustration with folks that do that are frustrated by this administration. But being angry isn't enough. And having ideas that are born of common sense, decency, and a wish that everybody can share in the prosperity that is the United States is what we're about.
Throughout the debate, all four candidates largely came to a similar conclusion on questions posed by debate moderators. There was one departure from the field on the issue of Medicare for all, however. Combs, Spencer, and Dunkley all favor giving every American access to Medicare. Tucker, who also backs the concept of universal health care, shied away from that to a degree.
Now, right now, there are 150 million or more Americans who receive health insurance through their employer, and I think there are a lot of Americans who like that coverage and like that benefit that they get, and I would be hesitant to move to a system that displaces that entirely. I think the proposal that I mentioned where every American has the option to opt in to a Medicare and it adds services.
While each candidate was critical of the GOP-backed tax bill passed by Congress and supported by President Trump, answers from the 2nd District Democrats illuminated some differences in priorities between the candidates. Spencer did not mince any words, condemning the $1.5 trillion tax cut as the height of fiscal irresponsibility.
This is an abomination. We can find $800 billion to fund the military, but we can't fund decent roads in this country or a decent health care system. So my proposal would be go back to a progressive tax system that we used to have. You got to remember that during the Eisenhower administration, I believe the tax bracket on the wealthiest Americans was something like 91%. So when I pay more in taxes or the same tax rate as a high school teacher, as millionaires, I think there's something wrong with our tax system.
Combs highlighted concerns over tax breaks for even the wildly profitable corporations.
There's a huge difference between what a person makes and a corporation makes. And those corporate profits are being built on the backs of hardworking Arkansans and Americans across the country. We need to consider repealing the tax cuts for corporations.
Tucker also expressed concern over the debt-inducing fallout of the GOP tax cut and its handouts to corporations. But unlike Spencer and Combs, he took a moment to emphasize he does advocate for reducing taxes, at least for working class people.
I think when it comes to tax policy, it's a matter of priorities. As I mentioned, when I was in the state legislature, I voted for a tax cut to exempt military retirement income from income taxes in Arkansas. I also voted for a tax cut for middle class Arkansans who earn $75,000 and below. Those are the same priorities that I would have in Congress.
Dunkley perhaps was the least critical of the Republican Congress's tax package, saying he'd be reluctant to raise any of the taxes that were lowered. He pointed to taxation on medical marijuana instead.
Aside from taxing medical cannabis, I don't look to increase taxes in any way.
All four expressed concern about the nation's current gun laws. Combs, Spencer, and Tucker called for common sense restrictions on gun purchases. Dunkley differed from the pack, though, by suggesting it was too soon to know exactly what to propose.
We may find that we need to address the gun show loopholes. We may find that mental health is the key, but I think a lot of my colleagues are really just speaking from what we feel And we need to be speaking from a place of leadership that's backed by data and research.
Dunkley, Combs, Tucker, and Spencer all defended the character of immigrants and urged for the protection of those enrolled in DACA. Spencer spelled out the moral decay of Congress's handling of the issue.
You negotiate a tariff. You negotiate tax. You don't negotiate when it comes to human beings. So it's crass and vile that people that run this country would use these children as a bargaining chip to get a wall. I think that's a sign that we've degraded to something far beyond what I recognize as being an American citizen and what the Constitution upholds. We have a human right to migrate. It's a human right. Now, that doesn't mean we throw open the borders and let everybody in that wants to come in. There needs to be sensible ways of regulating the people that cross our borders.
The mounting trade war following Trump administration tariffs on steel and aluminum and China's response targeting agricultural goods was the last question of the evening. All the candidates expressed concern over unintended consequences. Tucker detailed some potential impacts on Arkansas.
Soybeans in particular was targeted today. That's actually the number one soy row crop in Arkansas. The 25% tariff on soy crop reduces the value of soybeans in Arkansas by 14%.
The candidates also fielded questions about Russian election interference, calling for Congress to do more to protect America's election integrity, and about privatizing the VA. None of them prefer it, though Combs is open to it as an additional option for veterans, not as a replacement. The Democratic primary is May 22nd. I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.